Hello, welcome to Newsbox on Monday, 3rd of July.
It's the 3rd, you'd have thought it was the 1st, but it's not. It's the 3rd.
I know, it fooled you. We've got a new fan.
Shall I switch it off?
Yeah. It's very hot today. It's official heat wave weather.
It's a scorcher.
There'll be some news about that later, I expect. The main news is football.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be much else in the tabloid papers. England got knocked out on penalties again, like what we normally do.
So when's our next game then?
I think it's in 4 years, and the next World Cup is.
Can't wait.
That'll be good. David Beckham has quit as England captain. It's quite sad, isn't it? You watched it. Don't pretend you didn't. I mainly watched Freaky Friday, and then I turned over and saw the end of it. I think saw the penalties anyway.
I actually felt a bit sad at the end of it.
Did you?
But only because they were all fucking crying.
They were all crying. That dogging man was crying like a baby.
I bet they all went and fucked each other afterwards.
And Wayne Rooney, he got sent off for being grumpy and looking like a troll.
A piggy man.
He acted like a troll and he got sent off, and everyone's going, oh, it's awful. He's really angry. And you go, well, why? He's already stamped on someone. It might not have been, but he should be angry at the referee, not another one of the team's players.
They'll get paid enough that they should just fucking behave properly.
He should do.
He's now saying he's going to split Ronaldo in two.
Like, see him try.
Because I imagine it's a real winkler.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Ronaldo's quite handsome, though. You would.
Ronaldo.
Is that his name?
Don't know. In the
Don't get confused with Ronaldo, the other one, the ugly one with the buck teeth.
I get confused between them and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But look at David Beckham's sad face. And I'm not going to be the captain anymore.
Aww.
He's pulled a sad face. So that's the football news.
But they said that Ronaldo is a slippery Portuguese winker.
There he is, he's winking. It looks more like, it doesn't really look like a wink, more like he's got something
in his eye. He looks really gay though, actually.
Well, let's say he is gay. Have you got any more football news?
Heretics? No the football news.
I've got the Mirror have done some WAG awards for the wives and girlfriends. They're all packed up, they've got home. They've got 18 suitcases each full of designer gear.
18 each?
I don't know, I've made that up, but right. They've got a lot of luggage, more than say you or I would have.
Yeah.
So they've given awards. The best newcomer is Melanie Slade, who's going out with little Theo Walcott.
He never got a go, did he?
No, I thought I saw him having a go, but I realised it was someone else.
I felt quite sad that he never got a pop at it.
They should have let him have
a go. They should have let him have a kick.
Best use of a platinum credit card, clean, obviously. Most impressive swimwear is Ellen Reeves, who flaunts her slim figure in tiny bikinis, even though she only had a baby 10 months ago. Best supporting bra, Abigail Clancy. I'm not sure, I've never heard of her before, but apparently she's going out with Peter Crouch. Best bling baby is Cruz Beckham, who's actually technically a baby, not a wife or a girlfriend, but there we go. He apparently got an England shirt with his name on in gold lettering.
Aww. So the latest news anyway on football, since the last news we had, so Beckham's now gone to Port.
Is he?
Yeah, it's only happened recently.
Has he let himself go?
Look, can you see what...
Stubble. You've highlighted some stubble there.
And, no, but look at that.
I mean, and he gets sponsored by razors, surely. He's got a little double chin. He's let himself go. I think his highlights are going to grow out now. He's going to start wearing scruffy clothes. Bless him. To the other news, of course, Heather Mills McCartney. Yoko said, it's hard for her, leave her alone. I'm sad for her and Paul. Macca has told Ringo he's fine. That's the McCartney's news.
So has Macca run to Yoko?
No, they just asked Yoko her opinion on it. Yoko, Macca and Ringo were all...
They're all in it together.
No, they were all at the same premiere last night.
Nobody.
She was invited.
She was invited, but she got nobody to hold her up.
Oh. Carry on.
Prince Harry's a tar.
Has he been shagging around?
He's been shagging
He's
around.
He's been cheating on Chelsea Davy.
But of course, she won't dump him because he's, a prince. And probably hang on to that. Prince Edward's wife, Sophie, her firm has gone bust.
You're a bit croaky today.
I know.
Do you want some water?
I'm okay for now, thanks. I think it sounds
her PR
sexy.
Firm is quite sexy. Don't look at me like that.
Do you like what I'm wearing?
but sad echoes of the Siegfried and Roy incident here. A Moscow circus star was mauled by a tiger during a show. He was trying to organise several tigers into a pyramid when one of the tigers, quite understandably, started to maul him. His name was Caesar. And eventually they used a stun gun. And he had 100 stitches. Old Arthur Bagdasarov. So it just says, if you've got some tigers, don't make them go in a pyramid.
Try and organise them into a pyramid.
It's a ridiculous idea.
That's what you do with Chinese kids, but not Chinese
tigers. Like, or motorbike display team. Yeah. Not tigers.
David Walliams.
Did he do his swim?
I think he's getting ready to do it.
Unless he's not
getting
himself
greased.
Let's fucking
get on with it.
Well, he's crazy. Fingerprint scandal of 700,000 kids. Apparently, the schools have started using biometric scanning devices. So you have your fingerprints scanned, and then you go to the library, and you don't have a library card anymore. That's a well old. You have your fingerprints scanned, and then you can get the books out. Mm. And parents are up in arms about this system, which 3,500 primary schools are using. Say, oh, it's an invasion of their privacy. Okay, well, the primary school teachers. Sorry, not teachers, pupils, they really shouldn't be up to anything that bad that their fingerprints are going to be used to track down, I suppose maybe in the future criminals.
Although, taking from the stories we've had recently, they probably all have it off with their teachers.
They probably are, and taking heroin, selling it to teachers. But schools have said, well, I don't see what the problem is, it's fine, if your child really doesn't want to do this, they can still have a library card, but actually, it makes going to the library pretty damn exciting. You think, yeah, true, it does, I'd like to go to the library and have my fingerprints scanned, it'd be like being in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it'd be like the future, wouldn't it?
It is like the future. The future's here.
Shit it. Big Brother House in Australia. They've closed it down. A girl got sexually assaulted.
Really?
Yeah, she was fast asleep. And I think it sounds like the boys possibly thought it was funny, but one of them held her down and the other one stuck their cock in her face while she was asleep.
Oh, that's pretty unpleasant. Interesting, so they've had to shut the whole programme down then and just stuck them out. Mm.
And Uma's chest's lovely.
Oh, Uma's here as well. Yes, there's pictures of her everywhere. They've described her as curvy. I always thought of her as willowy. Mm. But since she's had the children, she has got a fabulous pair of knockers on her.
She has. She is willowy and curvy.
She's great, isn't she?
I really love Uma.
Yeah. Should she be our patron?
Should we write her a letter?
Yeah, ask her to be Newspox's patron.
Yeah, I reckon she'll go for it.
Kate is back in therapy, not for drugs, but to get her over her addiction to wrongens. A healthy lifestyle to cure her love of wrongens. She's got a motley crew, Pete Doherty, Russell Brand, Anthony Rossamondo from the Dirty Pretty Things, who I noted a few months back was quite cute, but turns out Kate Moss has had him already.
Which would you have out of those three with wrongens? What order would you put them in?
Reverse order from the picture.
I go... Dirt.
I put Russell Brand second, he's putting last. That's the Russell Brand news for today. But you'd go for Pete Doherty over Russell Brand. You just farted on air. Anyway, so Kate's in therapy, bad men. Shakira is number one with her song Hips Don't Lie. Have you seen the video? I watched off Pops yesterday.
No, there's a lot of wiggling.
There's a lot of she wiggles like anything.
Wow.
I also saw the new Christina Aguilera.
She wiggles as well.
I really liked her new video. It was well cool. She wore loads of different outfits from different eras, and there's one where she's wearing quite an unattractive girdle, but she made it look good. And I thought, oh, I don't hate her anymore. I think she's alright.
Well, I've never hated her.
I find her a bit dirty.
She looked well.
She still looks like she could do with a scrub down and a bath, but she's alright.
She's a bit classier than she was. Chris Martin's had to apologise to some bloke who criticised his music because Chris Martin had said, oh yeah, well you should go to Weight Watchers, mate.
That's quite a childish retort for some man who claims to be quite worthy and intelligent.
Well, we can all be childish. I'm sure you've done it twice today. Said something childish.
I had a picture of an elephant's bum and I said it was you. That was pretty childish.
That was. I took it in good spirits. I didn't go, right, you go to Weight Watchers now.
No. But what did the man say? What criticism did he make of Coldplay? Did he say they're a bit tough? I think you have done two good songs.
He says, he said, Chris said, when someone insults you to your face about your music, the first thing you want to do is to pick on something about their appearance. It's a terrible thing, but I had this woman parked outside our house. She was driving him crazy.
It's not very interesting.
No.
There's a fella. He's 21.
Is he single?
Well, you're in with a chance for this one, Zina. He's a scrounger. He's never done a day's work in his life. He's 21. He's had 7 kids by 7 different women. He's a dirty fucker. He's a jobless bin man's son, apparently. Look out, ladies. His name is
Keith
Chuckler.
She reminds me of something better than a bin man. Be a jobless millionaire.
He's the son of a bin man. anyway, 7 kids, 7 women. Filthy. In 7 years.
Oh, you know, his own football.
Since he was 14. Anyway, this is the name of the first few of his children. We don't get the later ones. Jamie Lee, number 1. Katie, number 2. Angelus, number 3. Brandon, number 4. 5 and 6, we don't know. 7's on the way. But I imagine they've all got equally chavvy names. I don't know. Anyway, the conclusion is that the northeast, where this fella is, is England's Conception League as winner. About 52 out of 1,000 girls getting pregnant before they're 18. There's also an apparent reluctance of the North East men to use condoms, it says.
He says, it's not my fault, I didn't use condoms, but they never work properly, they always seem to split. I think that's because he buys them from the pound shop.
Do you know, I went to Lidl, saw some condoms in there, I thought, who would buy condoms from Lidl? It's taking a risk.
I saw condoms in Lidl only yesterday, and I saw them, and I thought,
You wouldn't.
They were fruity ones.
Paris Hilton's got bikini.
Look at her face there.
She's pouting. So Ian McKellen, we like him, don't we?
It's alright.
So do the gays, he's been voted a top gay icon. Also included on the list are all the famous gays, Elton John, Peter Mandelson, Matt Lucas. That's all the famous gays, really. Who's your favourite gay?
Andy Bell.
Oh, yeah, of course. Good point. It's very hot.
It's very hot. Did you watch Big Brother on Friday?
I can't remember.
Did you see the dress?
No, I didn't. I have seen the dress though, because I saw Big Brother's Little Brother yesterday, and I saw the dress then.
It's the most disgusting thing
ever. It was like a weird...
It was like a clown's outfit, because he was on braces, and it was all frilly. It was the most fucking disgusting thing I've ever seen.
So, Aisling's wearing a dress, she's gone into another house, and there's 5 new people in the other house.
Yeah,
Spoiral.
Spoiral. Spoiral.
He's an idiot, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's hot, as I was saying. There's smog alert and fears for health as temperatures head from 91 degrees Fahrenheit. The Mirror has usually provided public service announcements sort of thing. And they've told us ways to keep cool, and I'm going to read these out because it's very useful for everybody to know ways to keep cool when it's hot.
Yeah, I certainly need to know how.
1. Drink lots of water or fruit juice. Avoid alcohol, tea, coffee and fizzy drinks. Water and fruit juice. Stay indoors as much as possible, especially in the middle of the day. Keep windows open and use fans.
We switched ours off.
This is a disaster. Try and eat more cold food, particularly salads and fruit. Wear light coloured clothes, loose fitting clothes, and avoid physical exertion. Take regular breaks at work. You've got a loose fitting top on. Stop doing that. Take a lukewarm shower or splash cold water.
I did that earlier on.
And then it says, if you get worried about it, just go and ask the doctor. Slightly simple.
The earth almost ended yesterday.
Oh, yes, this is my list. Yeah, I got this one.
And it's only got a very small little...
I know, exciting.
...thing. But, yeah, the earth almost got hit by a meteorite, but it didn't. That's the news.
But you know how close it came?
Yeah, 268,000 miles, almost as close as the moon.
Still quite a long way, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're all fine. There's a headline here, Bellamy accused of assaulting girl 19. I was like, fucking hell, what's David Bellamy up to now? But it turns out some footballer, unsurprisingly.
Now, you can take bets now on who is going to kill Harry Potter.
Oh, no, but he's not...
Voldemort, 4-5.
Well, of course it can be Voldemort. There's no point in him having an arch nemesis if he doesn't.
Surely the ideal ending would be if Harry managed to kill him.
Well, that'd be the point, yeah. So who else are the...
Hagrid.
No!
25-1.
Never!
Professor Snape, 5-0.
No, Snape's generally, he's a good man, really.
Draco Malfoy, 6-1.
I'd like to see that happen.
Ron Weasley, 6-1.
No! So Ron and Draco are on the same odds. Unbelievable. Officials in China hope to lure hungry elephants from farmlands by offering them dinner halls with bananas and sugar on the menu. No donuts, though. That's quite nice.
Oh. Now, do you find that slightly erotic?
Baby Beckham touching a man's face.
It's just like that kind of...
It's
quite tender.
It's alright, yeah, it's quite tender.
There's a lot of that going on, actually.
I like the male friendship thing. Right. Patsy Kensit says she ain't got a boyfriend because she ain't got nowhere to take him. She can't take him home because her kids are there. She can't go out because she'll get packed. So that's her excuse for not having a boyfriend. Not because she's, you know, mental.
I'm sure there's somewhere she could go.
Youth club?
Youth club.
Bike sheds?
Cinema?
Yeah, there's all sorts of places.
Yeah, go to the pictures.
She might get papped. I mean, the thing is, if she goes to a normal cinema, she'll be alright.
I mean, who's going to
the premiere in a tiny dress?
There's a fucking elephant man she's going out with. What's wrong with being papped? Or maybe she's going out with him.
Sven Goran Eriksson.
I find the lady's face, I don't know why, just look at it really.
Another hot story about the heat. There's some basking sharks been around Plymouth Hoe.
Shit.
Yeah, they're massive apparently, but they're alright. Don't worry about it.
Everybody out of the water! Everybody out of the water now!
I've finished all the news there. Is there any more to share with us? More football?
Just more homoeroticism in football. All getting up with each other. Consoling each other with a little bit of a...
Cheeky rub.
Cheeky rub down. Yeah. I liked it when there was one point where one of the, what do they call them? The men who...
Referee. Oh, physiotherapy.
Yeah, he ran on and got a man's leg and went, well, I thought that looked good. You can do that to me later on.
Okay, thank you for listening to News Parks. I'm going to physiotherapize Sina later.
Thank you.
We'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.